As snarled as the traffic is on the streets of Boston this week, it's got nothing on today's internet gridlock. Earlier this morning, several of the major online search engines went down, leaving the public unable to quickly research topics or answer those pressing trivia questions. One of the sites affected is Google, which, in a cruel irony, earlier today let us all know that a share of its stock is likely to go for over $100. Joining us now from Boston to explain the internet breakdown is Johannes Ulrichs of the Internet Storm Center. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks for having me.
What's going on?
Well, this night and early this morning, a new virus made a rounds. It's part of the MyDoom family, which has been around for a while, but this new version adds a new twist in the way it searches for email addresses to send itself to. Old versions of this virus just looked at your local web cache and your address book to find new targets to basically distribute itself to. But this version will use search engines like Google, AltaVista, Yahoo, and Lycos to addresses. As a result, some of these search engines like Google and Lycos had performance problems.
You've got mail. So it's the search engines in particular that are affected. Anything else?
No, it's just the search engines. There's like no overall slowdown or so. It's off the internet itself. It's just search engines. And if your email address is listed on the website, you'll likely get tons of mail that's infected with this virus.
If it started last night, you say, any idea of how long it's going to go on?
Well, typically they never really stop. And it's just sort of slowly die out as machines get cleaned up. Our analysis of this is really in the early stages, and we don't know yet if it has some kind of shut-off time or so built in.
Typically, the earlier versions of MyDoom, have they been resolved within a reasonable period of time?
Well, for this particular one, the antivirus vendors now have signatures available, so if you're running antivirus software and you're updating it, it will be able to find it and clean it. But some of the old MyDoom versions, or virus in general, can go around for months to come.
Really, months? If this is a new version of the MyDoom virus, would it be prudent to suspect that they were all done by the same author, or this might be one person building on the work of another?
Sometimes you have the source for this virus being leaked out, and I think actually that MyDoom, the source code for this virus was available. I'm not 100% sure. But in this case, anybody could add this new capability to this virus. But typically, it's one author that keeps adding, or a group of virus writers that keeps adding. MyDoom in the past has been used as a spam relay and such, so there may be some commercial effort behind this virus.
In what way?
In a way that people then sell these infected machines as virus relays.
I see. So it's
spam relays.
It's the internet version of a protection racket.
Yes.
Okay. Is there any reason to suspect the news of the Google IPO and the financial information that was released today about the value of the company and the value of the shares, any reason to suspect that that might be connected with this?
I think the result that Google went down and had problems handling the queries was unintended. Otherwise, whoever wrote the virus would have only used Google, but they use a number of different search engines. For some reason, Google and Lycos seem to be the ones that have more problems handling these queries than the other search engines. However, the search engine, the queries are slightly different for the different search engines, so it's possible that the other search engines are able to filter them more efficiently than Google is able to.
Anything computer users need to do to protect themselves right now?
Don't open attachments. At this point, try to update your antivirus software, but don't trust it 100%. It's possible that your particular antivirus software will not recognize this new virus at this point.
And if this is just the most recent variant of something that's been around for a while, I guess this is something we're going to have to become accustomed to as new variants of old viruses and worms come around again and again and again.
Correct. This one is now probably it's about 20th version, depending on which virus, antivirus vendor you're tracking. But typically, yes, these viruses can be turned around with minor modifications very quickly. Sometimes the authors in particular attempt to evade antivirus engines, so they test ahead of time if their new version will be detected or will not be detected by antivirus software.
Well, at least it hasn't been resolved on Google as of 30 seconds ago, so they're still having difficulty with it.
Yes, if you get different reports, it appears that in some areas Google is available and others not. Probably depends on which part of Google you're hitting.
Okay. Yannis Ulrichs, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Yannis Ulrichs directs the Internet Storm Center, and he came to us from on the phone from Boston, Massachusetts. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.